This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We might meet you in the garden too, but it might be a bit damp underfoot at the moment. But the weather's really good for the garden, but we're talking about perennials today, and perennials are great for a bit of summer colour, but they need to be planted and established while the weather is still reasonable and we have some rain. So before that that hot summer kicks in, let's get some summer colour in as well. Then the long-range forecast is for a long, hot summer. So we need to prepare for that in the garden right now because we can't plant anything in that hot sun, I tell you what. Now, what is a perennial? It's not an annual. It's not a biannual. And the annuals obviously only flower once and then die off, and sometimes they go to a seed or back to the bulb. But biennials, like the name says, flower twice, and that's once a year, and they last 2 years. Now, we're talking about perennials today, and they stick around for more than 3 years. So, they usually flower in spring and summer, and traditionally they can be garden beds, borders on garden beds. But they don't have to stick to the garden bed borders. You can be a bit creative. There's no hard rules there. It's your garden after all. Some easy examples are daisies, which are great for the drier areas and maybe a hot balcony or two. Depends what's on your balcony, doesn't it? Prostrate versions can be great for a colourful carpet and a bit of a undergrowth carpet of flowers there. That's a prostrate one with an art, right? Lilies are good too, although they are very attractive to snails, and they do need a fair bit of water as well. But most of the lilies will have flowered by now, although there are some later flowering varieties. Now, some perennials which are really good are salvias, and they give a nice little purple flower, most of them. There's the lamb's ear, which is a ground cover, and it's got a soft silver-grey look to it, and great in either a cottage garden or a modern garden, because it's sometimes a little blue flower to it. It's very nice as well. Alyssum, or known as the Lizzies, and they grow like crazy. They're usually purple or white, and a fantastic ground cover as well. Violets there. I got a cyclamen. Actually, a friend gave me. Hi, Travis. A friend gave me a cyclamen last year, and it was in a pot. And I thought, oh well, I'll put it in the garden because it finished the flowering, and it's flowering again. So it's definitely a perennial. Nasturtiums are another typical example. And I've just planted some nasturtiums last month, actually, and they're growing very well. The rain's keeping them nice and moist, and they're looking very perky indeed. Almost too late to divide some perennials, but most perennials you can divide. Some go to seed, like the Lizzies, but if you're not too busy this weekend, you can divide a few of the bulby type ones. The hardy ones, if you've got a bit of a dry garden there, we mentioned the daisy, there's a pig face or the other succulents, or grasses too give a nice soft look, and such as the Mondo in their varying colours. For more ideas, have a look at other gardens and just have a look around, see what's bordering other gardens with the perennials. If you've got some time, the Botanic Gardens, great for a visit, especially this time of year. And if you have a look at other gardens, if you're visiting other people and they've got some lovely things there too, just ask, like a geranium, just sort of nick a bit and say, oh, please may I have... And better to ask permission. It's always better to ask. Okay, there was a recent survey in Melbourne that a lot more Melbourne people are renting than ever. So next week, I'm going to start a mini-series on gardening in a rental property. You've been listening to What's Going On in My Garden. You are with the Gazman on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.